corn. That's the way they fed them, corn, and they would have a slop, just like scraps and things you have after you get through eating and things like that. They would have a place, container they would put this in and save it for the hogs. And, you know, they call that making a slop, you know, for the hogs. Add to that corn that they was feeding them, and then once a year they would put them in the field and let them eat, you know, peanuts, you know, where they would have planted in the field, on the farm.
Now, what would you put the slops in?
It would be to feed it to the hogs. They would have a trough they would be made is to give it to them in. They would make,
in the kitchen?
Well, they would have, you know, something like a bucket, a large bucket container or something other. They would keep it in until come time to feed the hogs.
So what would you call it? You'd say put it in the what?
They call it slop bucket.
And what is the one you need to use for the slop?
It was a metal container.
You just keep it in the kitchen?
Well, they would have it on the outside, on the back, outside.
And what did you do? Every time you got it filled, you'd take it out there?
Every time you get it filled up, you'd, you know, go and put it in the hog trough for the hogs.
Right, so you'd feed them then?
Mm-hmm.
What about, did you have any other things besides the wash pot? Or did you ever hear it called something else out in the yard?
Let me see. Well, in a way that you're not talking about the tubs.
Now, what was the tub for?
The wash in, the wrench your clothes in.
But now, what would that be made of? Would that be metal?
Metal, And they have wood, made out of wood, because they have, I've known the times people a long time ago would make the tubs out of, you know, just like they used to get syrup in big barrels. And they would saw that barrel half in two and make two tubs. I've seen that done. And then at that time you didn't see very many metal tubs like you see now.
Now what kind of metal tub? You mean, would it be iron?
Uh-uh, it wouldn't be iron. I reckon it's called a galvanized like tubes. You see tubes now.
And did you have anything else, a big something to make hominy in something?
No, to my way of thinking, they made it in a wash pot.
Did you ever hear it called like a kit?
Kittle? Now that kittle, that would be what they used to, make syrup in, is that right?
Oh, they make it, I didn't know.
See, it's a large container.
So what does it look like?
It's out of iron, too.
Would it look like a wash pot?
Yeah, it's shaped like a wash pot, but it's larger, and it's not as tall as a wash pot. That's what they call a kettle, you know, where to make syrup.
So now the wash pot, did it curve in at the top, or was it...
It comes up, some of them is wide at the top, and some curve in, you know, not too close like that. But now, they do have an iron kettle to sit on the stove. They did have an iron kettle, you know, like that. But it's not larger, that kettle, what they use to make syrup in.
What's the kettle on the stove for?
To heat water.
And the one you make syrup in, did you ever see one of those you use?
Yeah.
How'd they make syrup?
Well, you know, they have this cane meal. And they have a mule or horse. They hitch it to that cane meal, and he goes round and round. And you stick your stalks of cane through here, and as that mule go round, this grinds the juice out, and it has a little rod from a container sitting here by this meal, and it's going down in a barrel,